Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And today I want to talk a little bit about discipline. This is going to be interesting. because I want to talk about like, in kind of a way, this is like me like having a bit of a rant about certain things, and like it's just my perspective, yeah. And so it's what I want to talk about is this thing that society I feel like has around action and how it's important. Like our success is kind of measured by how busy we are and how much action we take and that kind of thing versus like being lazy, being shunned and like that kind of thing, right? I want to talk about that because it's just, I find this conditioning so interesting, and I think it's like even, I think there's a quote, like a Buddha quote where it's like, you work so hard, like, and then you make yourself sick, and then you spend more money on healthcare when, in fact, all you need to do is like do less, and then you won't get as sick. It's kind of, I don't know, I'm not really describing that properly, but it's like that. That's the kind of vibe that I'm trying to get at, if that makes sense. It's like, it's we as, like, I just feel like, what I'm observing in people is this measurement of being busy a good thing and like working hard is like you're seeking to like we put working hard on a pedestal, like it's like, oh my God, like you're working so hard, you deserve that or whatever else, like, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, of course there's the aspect of needing to do action. It's like, what the fuck are you going to do all day? Sit in bed? No, like you're going to get out there and live your life. But what I'm trying to say is that there's a difference between this like forcing energy around discipline and then just this flow of like life is just happening and it's like feels good and it's easy. And I'm not saying that I've nailed this, like no fucking way. Like I'm just in the process of learning how to be in flow and how to be this new person that I'm becoming, right? But it's interesting as I'm transitioning out of the old conditioning into the new, I'm so aware of how I'm leaving behind how other people are conditioned, right? And it's interesting for me to observe. And so like I want to talk about it because it's something that I left behind in the dieting mentality and now I'm trying to leave behind is in the like business and money aspect and other aspects of my life that I've been working on. And so it's really interesting to me when I come across the discipline around action, especially around exercise and food, because I notice that a lot of people do place a lot of emphasis on needing to stick to a plan to perfection in order to measure one's discipline and hence their ability to be a, I don't know, successful person or whatever. Especially because I'm in the weight loss industry, you could say, I feel like people are like expecting me to be really disciplined about certain action taking. And it's interesting because I'm like, not the opposite, I'd say, but I'm nowhere near going to put myself up on, like, make myself stick to all of these perfectionist standards, because it's like, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about the fact that, well, why did I call myself No Diet Babe? I called myself No Diet Babe because I didn't want to succumb to that dieting mentality that you have to be like obsessive around your food and exercise, because I was, you know, like veering into orthorexia and stuff like that. And it's like, that's what annoys me about the weight loss industry, is when people are like, oh, but like, if I give you an exercise plan, are you going to stick to it? Well, fucking doesn't matter. That's like, that's kind of what I want to like get across to people, that pisses me off when, and I don't want to put anyone into a category and say that there's certain types of people that do this, but it annoys me when it happens, okay? And I just want to like kind of put it out there to you guys, because I don't want you to fall victim to feeling like you're not enough because you're not following a plan perfectly. When instead, I want you to rise up and be like, I'm the fucking captain of my own ship and I am successful regardless of whether or not I show up to the gym X amount of times per week, right? Because that's what's annoying, is when we allow this to alter our perception of ourselves, when we allow also someone else to have power over us and to make us feel bad for not following a plan perfectly, right? And like, that's the thing that also we can't, I can't necessarily blame someone else either for making me feel a certain way, because in actual fact, I'm the only person that can control how I feel. So what I want to say is that ultimately you have to decide that you don't allow others to make you feel a certain way. Like, yeah, it's hard. Like, yeah, it's fucking hard. I get that, right? But ultimately, what I want to say is, when, for example, you have been told, you know, you sign up for something and it's like, I'm going to, this is my training plan. I'm going to train X amount of times per week. I'm going to stick to whatever meal plan. And then it's like, I mean, first of all, when you look at this plan that you have or whatever you're doing for 2019, right? It's like, first of all, throw out the expectation of perfection like straight away. Like, you are not going to execute a plan perfectly, and nor is that going to determine your success. Like, fuck, like, you'll skip the gym, you'll like not have perfect sessions, you won't always be getting stronger or like faster or fitter each time. Like, you're gonna have down days. But if somebody makes you feel lesser than because of that, screw them, right? Because you've got to remember that you're fucking amazing regardless of that. And that's just a really important message that I want you to understand, because I used to let myself feel like I was lesser than, or that I wasn't disciplined enough, or that I didn't have enough willpower. And that only led to me eating more food and sabotaging myself, like fucking self-sabotage. And it's like, sure, there's people in this world who can operate from that disciplined mentality and be fine with it. Maybe because it's maybe, I don't know, like, I don't want to generalize and say that it's more of a masculine energy thing, but it's like, I can't fucking do that shit, right? I'm an emotional person. I'm like, I need to bring in that feminine flow of like self-compassion and stuff like that. And otherwise I binge eat, like I fucking binge eat and I get thrown off balance. I can't function, that kind of thing. So, I mean, in general, if you're listening to this podcast, like you're probably struggling with the same things I used to, in which like you feel like you need to be a perfectionist around your food and exercise in order to feel worthy or in order to feel good enough or in order to like prove something to yourself and someone else. It's like, yeah, I'm going to prove to you that I can follow this exercise plan perfectly and show up to the gym that many times per week, you know, and execute it properly just to prove something. And it's like, it's annoying to me looking back now because none of that shit determined my success. What determined my success was discipline of my thoughts over discipline of action. Right? And people don't get this because they're so tunnel vision on action being the thing that gets results. And it's like, yeah, but think of this, right? People take action every day. People work hard all the time. They don't necessarily get results though. It's like, are you focused on results or are you focused on action? Like, which is more important to you, the result or the action? And it's like, as long as you get the same result, then what does it matter the action that you took? Like, you fucking just want the result, don't you? So then it's about discipline of thoughts over discipline of action, because discipline of thoughts leads to the correct action. And people don't get psychology enough to understand this. And it's like, behavior comes from thought. Habit is just repeated behaviors. And who we are and what we do is just a collection of our behaviors, right? And so it comes from thought. So when you're worried about being disciplined, be disciplined with your thoughts over worrying about whether or not you're disciplined with your action. Discipline with action is going to come from discipline with thought. But if you are beating yourself up or allowing someone else to make you feel lesser than for not being disciplined in action, you are not paying attention to the thought, and therefore that leads to self-sabotage, right? That's how self-sabotage happens. Maybe not instantly, but you start to form an identity of yourself where you don't have enough discipline. So then that's what you do manifest, right? So where you are is where you should be, kind of thing. Like, you got to just accept the fact that you're going to fucking skip the gym every now and again. Doesn't mean that like you're going to allow yourself to have excuses each time. I'm not saying that. It's like, when we operate from the ego, right? The ego fears us not being disciplined in action because the ego thinks then we're going to be lazy and not take action on things, right? But that's not true either. That's just a thought of fear. That's an ego-driven thing. It's like the same with allowing, okay, take this for example. It's like around money, when you think that you have to control everything around money, and instead of letting the universe take control and like kind of succumbing or like letting go, that kind of a thing around what happens with anything to do with manifestation, the ego thinks that when you stop worrying about that thing, you're going to fail in that department. And it's kind of like that with food and exercise. Well, not kind of, like it is. It is like that with food and exercise. It's like you think that by worrying about it, you're somehow making it better, but you're not. It's like you're making it worse. You've got to succumb or let go in a way, not from the ego of I'm just going to fucking never work out and I'm going to binge eat. No, that's ego again. Like higher self is different. It's like I have faith in myself. I know that my body is capable. I know that I am capable. It's a different conditioning, right? And so what I kind of want to say around this whole discipline thing, like it fucking pisses me off because I don't want people to who are like me who then fall for it and make themselves, allow themselves to feel lesser than because they're not doing XYZ perfectly. And it's like, no, what you actually need to do to shift your identity to become that person that is more disciplined in the eyes of others is to first perceive yourself as being good enough now, meaning you've got to switch the energy around what you're doing now being acceptable and okay, which then shifts you into a vibrational match to that person that does do things that you want to be doing. I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes so much sense in my head. But yeah, the thing is when you allow, for example, somebody that's in a position to give you a meal plan or an exercise plan to make you feel like shit when you're not sticking to it, you give away your power and you then step into the identity of a person who's powerless, who isn't good enough, who isn't successful, and then you manifest not getting the result. But if you can switch it around and be confident enough to say, even if I don't execute this perfectly, I'm still good enough and I still value myself as a person. I still think that I'm good. Like, I fucking know that I'm still successful. You automatically fill up your cup of motivation naturally. It's like that's where motivation depletes. Also, when you set a standard of perfection and then you can't meet it because it's impossible. And it's like, don't do that to yourself. Because also, that's why there's so much emotion around doing the task of, like, say, even for example, counting macros or even just like putting food in a food diary or like going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week will hold so much resistance because there's so much emotional attachment around meaning success or failure. Whereas if you just do the fucking task without any emotion, it just becomes a normal task that you do, like brushing your teeth, right? I get that from Genevieve, by the way, that brushing your teeth analogy, because she always says like, it's just got, you got to view tasks like just brushing your teeth. Like there's no fucking emotional attachment to it. It's like, it's just a thing that you need to do. You go to the gym because it's just something you do, or you eat a certain way because it's just something you do, or say you're tracking stuff because it's just something that you're currently doing or whatever it is. There's no emotion behind it. There's not this strong emotional charge which links into your self-worth and confidence and your perception of yourself being whether or not you're this disciplined person or not, right? You're fucking good just the way you are, and as long as you believe that, you will be able to stay more motivated. You will not keep on self-sabotaging yourself, okay? Because it's your perception of yourself is your identity, yeah? So you want to have a good, like, perception of yourself because that forms and shapes your identity over time. And your identity is so core to your behaviors and who you behave day in and day out. So when you allow yourself to feel like you're not disciplined enough, you will continue to go down that rabbit hole of being a person that self-sabotages, right? And people wonder, like, people worry about not being motivated enough to do things, and that's where it happens. That's where motivation starts to fall short. And it's like people just don't get mindset and psychology enough and think that you've got to push yourself like from like upstream, downstream shit again, like Abraham Hicks. It's like you keep on fucking paddling upstream, and it's like, no, like don't force discipline from that place, especially when it comes to eating. Eating is not a forceful thing. It's something that needs to be connected to your body. It needs to be intuitive, or else it doesn't work. I plenty of times followed diets from a place of numbness of my body, and that shit doesn't work. People wonder why people struggle, and it's like because not enough people are aware that you can't just be numb to your body and be like healthy. You just can't. They just don't go hand in hand at all, right? And so it's really important to understand this whole thing around discipline of action versus discipline of your thoughts. And please, guys, like especially with 2019 starting, with probably people signing up to lots of programs and like, you know, sessions with people like PTs and stuff like that, is don't allow anyone to make you feel lesser than or not disciplined enough, or that you need to prove something to them by going to the gym X amount of times or meeting a meal plan perfectly or whatever else. Like, first and foremost, you get to decide that you are good enough and successful even if you don't follow the meal plan properly, even if you don't go to the gym however many times you've been told to go, right? Because it's when you start altering your perception of yourself based on how you perform on that thing that you'll self-sabotage and fuck yourself up, right? Because like I was saying before, it's the result. Like, you want the result. You can get the result regardless of perfection or not around your food and weight situation. And also, I value my mental health over result. And that's what I'm talking about as well, is like valuing your mental health to the point where you don't allow yourself to feel like shit just because you like don't have six pack abs all the time, or like you get softer over winter or whatever the fuck. Like, just learn to have more acceptance around your current situation. Learn to play around with pushing yourself and challenging yourself, yes. Pushing yourself into your, like, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, yes. I do agree with that, yes. But it's like a subtle thing where if you start beating yourself up and expecting perfectionism or allowing someone else to put their own beliefs around how disciplined you should be in a plan. I mean, majority of the time it's more about them than it is about you and their own judgments of themselves. But like, don't let someone else make you feel like you aren't disciplined just because you're not following their plan 100%. Right? That's really, really, really important, because I used to fall for that shit. I used to want to prove something. Like, and I still do that now and again. I'm just more aware of it. It's like, why do I have to prove that I'm showing up at the gym enough times per week? Why? Like, what am I, is this an ego driven thing? Like, why the fuck does it matter? You know what I mean? It's funny how I think people perceive things of like around discipline. Like, the word discipline even triggers me sometimes. That's my own shit cropping up, right? But it's because of this whole mentality around working hard and how it's so valued to be busy. And it's like, no, that shit is dumb. It's like, self-care has to do with resting and giving yourself what you need more so than pushing yourself, right? I didn't overcome emotional eating by coming from that disciplined energy anymore. Yes, there was an aspect of discipline for my thoughts, and it was different to the discipline around the action and pushing myself. If anything around action, I had to learn to do less. In order to overcome emotional eating, I had to become accepting of myself doing less, okay? So that's where like this shit just does my head in, because I'm a person that struggled so much with binge eating and now I don't, and I'm a completely different person. And then people are telling me that it's all about discipline of action, and I'm like, fuck no, I had to do the opposite. I had to become okay with doing less in order to overcome emotional eating, right? So it's like my brain just cannot agree with this, because I've experienced it firsthand at how much my life has changed when I became more comfortable with meeting my emotional needs by doing less, right? And not falling and succumbing to this idea that I had to be disciplined and take loads of action in order to be a worthy, acceptable person, and not give so much of a fuck about what other people think around that. That was part of my journey to overcome emotional eating, right? So very, very important stuff if you're struggling around food and weight to this extent that I used to. Right? Because you don't want to allow this whole perception around, I'm going to be disciplined and stick to this plan, and that means I'm a good enough, worthy person, and I'm successful, and look at me because I'm so disciplined. Right? So anyway, you guys, that's what I had to say for today. Also, you guys, I am super excited. If you've been following my stories, you have probably seen that I'm working on something for you guys. Very, very exciting. So let me tell you about it now. So I have a new program, and it's called Intuitive Macros. Now, for those of you that don't know what macros are, macros is just it's a shortened word for the word macronutrients. And what macronutrients are your fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. So when we're talking about nutrition, we're just pretty much, macronutrients is just a word to describe protein, fat, carbohydrates. So pretty much when it comes to nutrition, we're talking about food, you can break it down into macronutrients and micronutrients. And your micronutrients are your vitamins, minerals, etc. So looking at your macronutrient intake is a good way to help you lose weight, because if you can learn to balance out your macronutrients in such a way where you kind of balance things out so that your body gets the macronutrients that it needs, you can be like, you can actually look down at micronutrients as well, and that's another aspect. But specifically, like talking about macronutrients and balancing out macronutrients, looking at your energy intake is really, really helpful in terms of losing weight consistently, stabilizing that weight loss, and living a life where you're no longer having fad diets, being in a really low calorie deficit, causing your metabolism to slow down, that kind of thing. So that's what Intuitive Macros is all about, all that stuff like that I talk about a lot. Not going in too much of a calorie deficit, enhancing the power of your metabolism, eating consistently. But because I'm so different, I'm not going to be like all the other coaches out there that talk about macros, right? Because I'm spiritual, I teach you about law of attraction, psychology. So of course, it's going to be different. This is going to be like a totally different program to what anyone's ever created. It's one of a kind. And I'm so excited about it because I just want to deliver this thing to you that's amazing, where I can help you lose weight in such a different way. Because I know macros is really popular in terms of allowing people to have more freedom with food and still lose weight. But still, there's many people who have done macros and still operate from the dieting mentality, still don't feel freedom because they haven't worked on the relationship to food. And so this program isn't about healing your relationship to food. I do want people to have some sort of knowledge around that, or having had done some of my other programs or whatever, having some sort of a background. This isn't good to start this program if you haven't done any of that other work. That's why this isn't for everyone. But if you have done some of that work and you have followed me and done my work around relationship with food, this is a great program for us to work together with your macros going through. There's going to be two options. So the full program is for 12 weeks, but you have the option to just do a 6-week. And then with the 12 weeks, we also have an additional program which takes you from how to transition from macros into intuitive eating. So this is really great. You can get some really amazing results over 12 weeks. I think a 12-week period is great in terms of kickstarting your weight loss. You're going to be feeling great starting 2019, knowing that you're losing weight. And that's why counting macros, tracking, all of that stuff has been great for me in the past. And so I want to provide for it in a very different way, tying in the law of attraction, tying in psychology, and harnessing the power of those three things, whereby strategy and mindset unite, and it's an amazing, amazing thing. So I'm super excited about this. If you want more details, send me a message or email me. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or email me at barbaraorban@nodietbabe.com. If you would like to have some more information on my new program, Intuitive Macros, we're going to be starting. It's going to start up the end of January, start of Feb. Okay, so stay updated, because it's going to be great. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be like no other weight loss program out there. If you want strategy, if you're after strategy, if you're after some motivation, and you want to be a part of a group going through it together, you need some accountability, this program is for you, okay? Because this is very heavily focused on strategy. But of course, always, always, always priority is the mindset. So it's going to be great. I'm really, really excited. Anyway, you guys, have a great week. I love you guys. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe, or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.